Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there, we thank God for you viewing again, listening again, praise God, amen, to Jesus Saved Through Faith, amen, talk radio. We want you to know that we love you, we care for you today, and we want to let you know that God loves you, and he wants to save your soul, amen. Have you repented of your sin? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin? Amen. And have you been through that? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe, friend? You got to have it, praise God. And that's what it's all about. God wants to change your life. Amen. He wants to change your life. Amen. And we see here today, amen, we have to change, amen. God wants us to repent of our sins and go down in water baptism in Jesus' name. And he will fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost, praise God. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Have you heard the word? You got to always hear. That's one of the first things you got to do. Hear. Be learnable. Be teachable. Amen. Always be teachable and learnable. Always be willing to hear, praise God, and see what God's got to say. Because you can always check it with the scripture. And if you line up with the scripture, it's right. So we see here today, praise God. I'm Elder Ernest Braxton at Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bowery. Amen. Located here in Tampa, Florida. Osborne in 22nd Street on the corner. Right there at the light, praise God. Amen. The address is 4711 North 22nd Street. Amen. You're always welcome to come. Our zip code is 33605, as we want to write us. Amen. So I'm letting you know today, 4711 North 22nd Street in Tampa, Florida, zip code 33610, praise God, our zip code. Amen. So I'm letting you know that we care about your soul and we love you. Amen. And you here in the city of Tampa, we're right across from Middleton High School, and we're also right across from the Family Health Care Center there. Amen. Let you know that we are there for you. Amen. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, God wants every believer to receive the Holy Ghost. And if you receive the Holy Ghost, God will bless you. Amen. And help you. And, you know, you won't be so mad all the time. You won't be feeling terrible. God will give you strength to endure, praise God. And we see here today that you can do that. Amen. Let me know that God cares for your soul. Amen. In the scripture, in Luke 17, I believe I'm about the 32nd verse there, Jesus make a statement. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Praise God. I want to give an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who saved my soul, who shed his blood for me and others, praise God. I want to give him honor, praise God. And I want to give honor to all our leaders, Apostle C. A. Coward, amen, of Churches of God, the Bible Way, amen. Also, the presiding bishop, Bishop R. J. McLeod, amen. Give honor to him. And also to Bishop Jonathan Brookshire, amen. And give honor to my bishop and my pastor, amen. Adrian M. Shaw, praise God. Adrian M. Shaw, amen. Everybody need a pastor, I'm telling you. Even the bishops need a pastor. Even the, the evangelists need a pastor, amen. Even even apostles, all of, you know, they have people to talk to, and they, you know, and they exchange, you know, the biblical ideologies and so forth. So we see, and they, you know, we all learn from each other, but we're willing to listen. I told a person the other day, I said, I listen to any, I said, anybody who's making some sense, amen. I listen to them. I say, I check it out, you know, through the scripture, praise God, and check it out and see if the word is true. You know, so we have to do that, amen. Because, you know, a lot of people, just because it sounds good, may not be true. But if you line it up with the scripture, and the scripture says it's right, praise God, we see here today that, you know, you follow by the word of God. But Jesus made a statement, amen. He said, remember Lot's wife. Amen. Lot's wife. What did Lot's wife do? Now in Genesis chapter 19, we see that she looked back. Now the angels told her, you know, don't look back. All right. But he told Lot's family, don't look back. And they would flee the city. Don't look back. All right. But a lot of people don't understand, you know, when you get saved, all right, you know, you don't look back at the things that you used to do. And God doesn't deliver you from it. Get away from it. Amen. Fornication, adultery, you know, going back to hustling and doing all those different things. God doesn't deliver you from something, don't look back at it. Amen. So we see here, she looked back. All right. And now, what was her dilemma? All right. What caused her to look back? That's been a question that a lot of people want to ask. Why did she look back? All right. Because her heart was in Sodom and Gomorrah. Her heart was in Sodom. You know, maybe even as much so, she might have had, you know, loved ones still there. All right. Because you got to remember, a lot went down there with a multitude of people, all right? All his herdsmen, all the people that he was with, his whole family. Lot lost his whole family except for a few people. You know, his wife, his two daughters. I mean, he lost all that to Sodom. It has consumed that. That's how sin does. I mean, it consumes your whole family if you don't watch out. If somebody don't stand up and be teaching, and then somebody don't stand up and teach them the word of God, and it would consume your whole family, all right? So we see here today, and when Lot departed and went down toward Sodom, all right, and he stayed there, Abraham had to even come and live in the, you know, in the battle with the kings, all right? We see that he had to go down there and deliver Lot. And think about it, friend, all right? But the people don't understand is that sin could consume them, all right? The things that this world could consume them, all right? And they would be in bad, bad shape, praise God. But we see, you know, you might have been an alcohol, but don't look back on that. You know, God, if God delivered you from alcoholism, don't look back on it. He could deliver you from fornication or adultery. Don't look back on that stuff. Amen. If he delivered you from cursing, stealing, and using profanity, don't look at that. If you was a pimp or a homemonger or anything like that, don't go back to that stuff. You better run and don't look back, praise God. You got to run and don't look back. And keep going forward, praise God. What holds us back a lot of times is that we look back at things the way we used to be. And you know what? When you're in the same city a lot of times, people look at you, you know, oh, there go such and such and so, the pimp, the hoe, you know, the wine or whatever it is. People look at you and say, But you got to flee those things. God changed you. You're a new person now. So we see here today. But Lot's wife looked back. All right? She looked back, praise God. And you think about it. You know, Jesus used that in the 17th chapter of Luke. And I preached a sermon to you before. Save yourself from this entire generation. This generation is gone corrupt, praise God. This XYZ generation, nowadays, people, you know, it's going crazy. All right, people saying anything and doing anything and, you know, all kinds of stuff that is going on. Men raping boys and men raping little girls, like that little girl got raped and this man taking pictures of it and all that kind of stuff. And he talking about he didn't do it, but he was on the picture. So you think about it. You know, this is going to be a sick generation, praise God. As we see here today, amen, and the scripture said, come out of her. Come out of this system, praise God, that we're in. You know, and we got to scribe it and go toward the kingdom of God, praise the Lord. Because many of these people today, they need to be saved. They need Christ in their life. Now, you might think I'm saying some things, saying like, oh, what's that all about? And you might think I'm trying to steal your fun. No, Amen. I'm not, yeah, but what I'm trying to show you that you need to be saved. This world is going down. And Jesus is coming soon. Because you can tell the times. You can look at the signs and the times, and you can see that he is coming soon. And brother, you know, at a twinkling of the eye, you know, he gonna come. Praise God. When he comes, you gonna wish that you were saved, that you trusted in him, that you've been baptized in the name of Jesus. You will wish that you take on his name in water baptism. You will wish these things because he is the Bible says that the Bible tells us that everyone that name of Christ, amen. And that's what the scripture tells us. Amen. See, we gotta, you know, get away from iniquity. Stop doing these things. You know, the fornication. Amen. If you name of Christ, if you got the name of Jesus Christ on you through water baptism in the name of Jesus, praise God, you need to flee for all this stuff. Flee for fornication. Flee for all this corrupt stuff that is going on in this world today. Because this world is going down. Come on, somebody. And, you know, I was telling the guy the other day, he was talking to me, he was saying, what's the message for the world today? I said, the message for the world is repent. Especially America is repent. Amen. You know, sense of me telling you, saying, oh, it's going to be all right. I ain't putting a band-aid on a open shotgun blast. You know, you got shot in the chest with a close range with a shotgun, and I'm gonna put a band-aid on. No, sir, I can't do that. All right, praise God. So we see here today. All right, the message today is repent. Repent. Repent, America. Amen. That's the message for America. God wanted to show America today. Repent to change their wicked and perversive ways. That is going, the things that they're going on. All these things. Amen. Amen. The wages of sin is death, friend. That's what is it. And if we could continue to commit these perversive and these the foul sins that is going on here in America, praise God, you know, God going to act. Amen. And see, God can act through natural disasters or whatever, you know. God could cause a big, vast part of the nation to sink up under this underwater. God could cause a burning fire to go through. Look what's happening in California, that community, all them houses that burned up. All right. See, God could cause natural disasters. If he could cause the Red Sea to part with the wind. All right. Let me tell you something. God could destroy this place. Amen. If he could destroy Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone in Genesis 19, you going to tell me that God can't you know, do something to this America? And, you know, if we always say God bless America, but look at all the stuff that America is doing, praise God. You think about it. Look at all the stuff that America is involved with. Amen. Look at all the stuff that is going on, praise God. So we see here that, you know, it's time for America to repent. It's time for America to change and turn back to God. I remember when I was in grade school years ago, all right, you know, they had 10 commandments on one wall, Beatitudes on one wall, and they had, they had the Lord's Prayer on one wall, and then after you looked at it all through, and they made you recite some of those things, especially the Ten Commandments and the Lord's Prayer, and then you say your Pledge of Allegiance, all right? and so the thing is, nowadays, praise God, nowadays. Things have changed and gotten out of course. When they took prayer out of school years ago, all right, look at the results what done happened now. Children bringing guns to school, knives, all right. Some of them are afraid to go to school because of the things that happened, being threatened and all these different things. Think about it, all right. You know, all these things, the teachers, homosexuals now, all kinds of crazy stuff is going on nowadays. You know, people, you know, teachers are going with the students. You know, it's sad, you know. Yeah, you know, so think about these things that America, I mean, is going down, all right? And just as Sodom and Gomorrah, amen. And they are going down, friend. Amen. God destroyed them all, praise God. Because why? Because of wickedness that they was doing in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. So I'm letting you know, friends, that you need Christ in your life. All right. The Bible said the nation. Let me show it to you. I ain't going to turn to it. I don't have much time. So we see here. But the Bible does say, it says, the wicked should turn into hell. Amen. And all the nations that forget God. Wickedness. Amen. Wickedness. Amen. And the scripture says, it talks about, in Ephesians, it talks about wickedness in high places, praise God. Look what's going on in high places, even in the government, wickedness is going on, praise God. And you know what? I was saying the other day, I said, you know why a lot of people, even the other nations, call us infidels because we don't believe in the Word of God like we used to, amen, like America used to. You know, you used to say, in God we trust. All right. Now men are doing things, they trust in their own ways, in their own mind, in their own ways of doing things. Now we find out, look how corrupt it has gotten. Look how corrupt this whole nation has gotten. And then it's sad, you know, it's sad, sad, sad. But we see here today, amen, there are a few people are praying. You know why? God has destroyed this America's right now, right here, all right, because we got some praying people still. Amen. And remember in Sodom and Gomorrah, they couldn't find 10? They couldn't find 10 people, all right? All the men came around Lot's house, young and old, all right, and required at his door saying, where's those men that you brought into the house? Bring them out so that we may know them. Talking about sexually sodomize them. They wanted to bring them out. All right? You think about that. All right? They confined 10 believers, or 10 churches, all right, that was praying and believing in God. All right? Right now, you got people here in America that is praying and believing and trusting in God. But when God take out the church, the praying church, the church is here now. All right? The church is y'all only, the America only salvation, brother. People don't understand it. The church is the real church. Amen. The church, the apostolic church, the church that's teaching the doctrine of Christ according to his apostles, all right, that church is going to survive. God going to come pick it out, take it out, all right, and all hell going to break loose, friend, all right. So you're thinking that you can do your own thing, you keep on doing that stuff like that, the stuff that you're doing, God going to destroy this place. Amen. Look at Nineveh. All right. Nineveh was a great city. All right. Nineveh was the Assyrians, they had a great thing, a big city, but they was wicked. They was violent. Okay. Violent people. Killing each, they were ruthless and lawless. And guess what? All right? God did send a prophet named Jonah and say, yeah, God going to destroy Nineveh. All right? And he preached from one end of the city to the other end of the city. And they repented. They got down on their knees and the king said, let nothing eat or drink. The cows couldn't drink. The birds, the chickens couldn't eat nothing. He put everything on a fast. The oxes, all that, you know, everything in the city had to go on fast. All right? And pray, you know. So what happened is that America going to have to come to Christ. You know, you have to believe in Christ. See, the church is your only salvation. What do I mean by that? You got to go to the church, all right, and pray and ask, get on the altar. And now these churches nowadays don't even have an altar now for people to kneel at. I said, what is going on these days? You know, the old Baptist church used to have a mourner's bench, but they don't have that no more. That was way back in the days, right? But we see here today that you're going to have to go to the church which offers salvation, because God gonna come and get his church. And then when he take out his church out of here, all things are gonna break loose, man. You think about the way these people living now, it is crazy. And then in one area in the city here, even in Tampa, they within the last 3 years, some about seven or eight men, young men, six or seven men then gotten murdered, shot out there in the streets, all right? And, you know, come on. And see, that's the place I like to preach. I go over there and preach. You go ahead and talk to people and, you know, and let them know about Jesus Christ, all right? You know, because why? You got to go out there and preach the word. You know, what happened? The churches need to come out of the building and go out and witness and preach out there in the wilderness. Where all the people at, praise God. And that's what we see. What we see here today, praise the Lord, amen, that you have to believe in Christ. You got to trust in him, amen, as your Lord and Savior. All right? You got to repent of your sins and go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Repentance, amen. Acts 3:19, repent. Repent and be thou converted. You got to be changed, friend. Amen. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then Acts 2:38, praise God. And we see here in 2 Peter Second Peter 3, it talks about, amen, it talks about, you know, it's not God's will that any should perish, but all come into repentance, friend. Amen. God wants you to come into repent. God wants you to change. And God give me message to tell you, amen, to repent of your sins. All America, and change their wicked ways. God is calling you to repentance. God is calling you, amen, to love one another instead of kill each other and all that. God is calling you to come to him. Amen. Let the wicked man forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Amen. Come on out to God. Amen. It's a sin to murder. It's a sin to kill one another. You know, it's an act against God and your fellow man. It's an act against that. Amen. So we see here today, you got to do that. Amen. So, you know, we think about it. The thing that is going on here in America, praise God. The scripture tells us, praise the Lord, that we should repent. And listen, I'm going to show you something now. The scripture says, the scripture talks about, say in 1 Timothy is 1, knowing this, that the law is not made for the righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for the sinners, for the unholy and profane. Profane, homosexuality is profane stuff that they got going on, and murderers, and fathers, and murderers of mothers, amen. Manslayers, think about that. I mean, God is against those things. In the tenth verse, for whoremongers, amen. All those guys are messing around with the hoes. amen. And all those guys and the prostitutes too. Amen. So in other words, for the whoremongers and for them that defile themselves with mankind, amen, those homosexuals and all that stuff going on, and manslayers, for liars, see, all those things. Amen. All those things, perjurers, okay, persons. And look what it says. And if there be any other thing that is contrary, see, meaning contrary to God's word, being contrary to the teachings of God, contrary to sound doctrine, meaning teaching. See, those things, amen, God is against those things. All right, so we see here today, praise God, that you have got repent of your sins, praise God, and let God bless your soul, let him heal you, praise the Lord. And then you can read here in 1 Corinthians 6, and read the 9th verse and also the 10th verse. Amen. So we see here today, now we care about your souls, and we're going to, next week, tune back in, praise the Lord. Amen. Tune back in. Amen. And at 6:30, and we'll be back on the internet, praise God. We want you to come back to us and tune back in with us at 6:30 next week on Thursdays. All right. Amen. We have a pen that you can listen into, you can tell everybody about. Amen. It's, that pin number is the call-in number is, for the guest is 1-713-95507. 713-95507. All right, so I'm letting you know, call in. We thank and praise God for you all and letting you know that God loves you. Amen. Give honor to all those preachers that's preaching the apostolic doctrine, the teaching of Christ through the doctrine of Christ, amen, through the apostolic doctrine. So we see here today that you must come to Jesus Christ. And then you have to use the number again is 1-713-955-0783. I gave it to you wrong last night. 1-713-955-0783. That's for the guests that are listening. So I'm letting you know that 6:30 next week. All right. God loves you. And we care about your soul. So you read those scriptures as we see here today. Say,